There we go. Right, let's do it. Let's do it.
The Real Talk podcast, the realest podcast on the internet right now. Ain't nowhere better to be. You chose the right platform to come to. It's your boy, DeliMeat18. It's your boy.
Hey, Raising the Nashi. What's up?
We back.
Back. We in this bit.
How we doing, buddy? How we doing?
Bro, I am tired this week, but we doing good, bro. We doing good. I quit my job to become a full-time streamer. Nah, psych, but no, I quit my job. Felt good. I just checked my computer today to check on one of my contracts, and I've been completely locked out. So it's definitely gone through. Yeah, we vibing, man. Now I just gotta wait for the new job to kick in.
And new job and new stream, essentially,
New job, new stream, new life.
because your new streams have been popping off, popping off.
I think I finally found something that
I
works for
agree.
me and the community.
I agree. I've been loving them. I've been loving them. Like, and so for those that don't know, Invasion and Ashley on Twitch, Tuesdays and Fridays. But there is a bonus Lego stream coming up, but we'll get onto that. We'll get onto that.
I gotta
But
do
for those
that.
that haven't tapped in already, Ash has started reacting to murder mystery documentaries
Like,
or
yeah,
true
true
crime.
crimes, just documentaries in general. Probably gonna expand it a little bit to like conspiracy stuff as well. But yeah, it's been true crime so far. That's been like the most sort of anticipated and the most asked for sort of streams.
And then the music.
Oh man, that was off the fly.
But
That
that
was
was fire, bro.
so good. That was so good. I think I'm definitely gonna do something like give like rating, like everybody can put in their music choice for like an hour, and then like I'll give ratings and have like little prizes, maybe not cash prizes at the moment, but like just little things you could do, like a free redeem off of anything, or I have a quite a few channel point redeems that are quite fun, so maybe something like that, or for now, and then expand on that. But yeah, it was really fun just having different music taste. Even if I don't necessarily like enjoy them or listen to myself, it was just fun to have like everyone vibing, and just having their own inputs and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I was jamming out, bro, because the differences were crazy as well. So obviously, because I was in there, because obviously I put mine up, my own in. And I was like, had you in one ear, and I can't remember if I was playing with Mike and Champa, or I was
Yeah, he
playing
was
Helldivers
playing with the
Camp.
boys, I think. He was playing Call of Duty.
But I was like jamming out, like, while I was that shit is, it reminded me a little bit of, shout out to Ant, Big Homie Ant. Do you know Big Homie Ant?
No.
He's another streamer. But what he does is people submit their playlists, and then he like reviews them and then gives them like a grade.
That would be cool as well.
Like
That'd be
that. And
fire.
as soon as you start doing it, I was like, bro, like Ash has got like the attitude and articulates himself in a way that he could do that really well. Like that would be fire if like people submitted their music choices, and you gave them like a grade of like. Especially because some people would swing on you as well if you like slated like their
Oh,
music.
bro, I'd be completely honest though. Like, I'd be completely honest. But yeah, people would. They'd probably do it once and then I get blocked or something, and some have to block them or ban them because they say some shit to me. I don't know. But yeah, I think that'd be fine. I know we want to do something similar because we did Zaps, obviously, Xavier Zaps. We did his fashion review, and I know we'd
Oh
like to
shit.
continue doing shit like that
Yeah.
as
Yeah, we
well.
low-key need to talk about
We need to talk.
that. But first off, before we do that, because I don't want to forget it, when's the Lego stream?
So I actually need to put that probably in my, because I put it in my Discord. I put
Tranquility
like a
Garden,
poll.
if you need
Yeah,
to tap in.
Tranquility Garden. Appreciate that little plug. Yeah, I put a poll in my Discord to be like, do you guys want it on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? I think currently people want it on my regular Tuesday stream, so instead of a documentary, it'll probably just be me building Legos, and we'll probably try to watch Star Wars or something
Yeah, that's
because
gonna be fire.
it's a Star Wars set, so makes sense to kind of pop a movie on and just watch that while I'm doing that.
I've been gassing this Lego stream up because I can't wait. Like,
Bro, it's just gonna be me. I'll probably put a timer up, see how long we can do it, see how long it takes us to get it built.
Like a
I used to
speed race,
fiend.
like.
Yeah, I used to fiend for Legos. So I gotta clean up my desk. Like, it's pretty,
Bro, that stuff
not
is
big and it's
so
pretty.
expensive.
Yeah, it is, but hey, man,
No,
it's.
like I would love to get into like Lego and have like whole setup behind me, but that shit is fucking.
It is.
Like, I had a look at the Hogwarts one. The Hogwarts one's like 250.
Hey, listen.
Like,
I ain't gonna say I got a plug, but if you ever need some Lego, let me know.
low key, bro, low key. Do you know? Because I've been thinking about this because obviously, I've ventured into variety streaming, and you actually gave me the idea of like crowdfunding for stuff, like, because people have been asking me to play games and stuff like that, and like low key, because people don't understand this shit is expensive to do, like everything from the podcast, like me and Ash both pay for this, like the streaming obviously pay for the games, like I did a collab with Mental and Z, and it cost me 70 quid to do that collab because I had to buy the game to do the collab. Like, streaming can be a little bit expensive at times, so yeah.
Yeah,
Building Lego.
it's a case of, right, like you maybe, because of course it would be nice to have a goal where, if I earn the amount of money it takes for me to buy the Lego set, I'll buy it. But maybe just getting help with the fund, maybe you put your own money in as well. So instead of, if a Lego set's like what, £200, instead of saying, hey, I'll build it once I get the 200, maybe just give some leeway. Like, okay, if I get 150, I don't
Yeah.
mind putting my own 50 in, and then it'll be on like display. Because yeah, I obviously I've got this background out now, but it will be displayed. The both pieces will be on display in my streams as well. And people that are there are going to be a part of that. They're always going to be a part of that, which is quite cool.
Yeah, it's fire. It's fire. Yeah, I'm really liking. I'm seeing it with a lot of people, to be fair. Well, a lot of people in our team and like our community, but everyone's starting to pivot and kind of find their lane a little bit, I feel. Like man, with like the variety streaming and stuff like that, like streams have just gone dummy
Yeah, your streams are
recently.
going so hard.
And
I thought I would make it more so with playing games, but I just don't think. I think my style is, how do I explain it? I just think sitting there playing games, I kind of distracts me from having like proper conversations. And I think I found people that like to actually hear what I have to say about things and have inputs on things that actually fucking matter. Not that gaming doesn't, because I love playing game streams. If I could have the viewership that I have playing games, then I still probably would do it. But I also think I don't switch it up enough. I play the same games, which people probably don't like enjoy as much. So this is a lot better, where it's like you have an entertainment value of just watching something as well as just chatting with me, and you kind of feel like you're sitting there watching a like a documentary or a movie with your homie.
Yeah, I think what I've noticed and what I've observed in streaming is people, and I think you kind of fit into this, and I hope this comes across properly, but you're too good at the games and like too
Oh no.
competitive. No, wait for
I'm
it,
too
wait for it.
competitive, yeah.
Yeah, but you're good enough to win games, but you're not good enough on a competitive level, if that makes sense. So like the gamers that I think are successful at playing a game and getting viewers are competitively
Pro
good.
players, like
Exactly.
pro players,
Whereas,
or that they can win like money in competitive
yeah.
sessions and stuff like that, yeah.
And then there's the streamers that aren't very good at the games, so people tune into them because it's funny. When you fit that lane like you do, where you are very good at the games and you win plenty of games of Apex or COD or Fortnite, and you pay that much attention, so then you miss out on chat and don't talk because you're in that competitive state of mind. That market is so saturated. We know so many people that are on a similar skill level to you, and that you're on a similar skill level to them, that market's saturated. But what you are very good at is you are very good at conversing and commanding presence and articulating yourself,
100%.
similar to like the way I am. Like, we all know, like I switched from playing COD to playing fucking Harry Potter. Like, the views have gone from like
Yeah, they've
okay to
banged
like,
though.
yeah, it's weird. Every like it's so weird. And I think the same with you. You've done the same thing with like the documentary streams and the music and stuff like that. Like, your viewership has only gone up from like what I've observed. I don't know if you've seen the same, but
100%. As you know, we're both analytical people. I
Yeah.
look at the analytics, maybe not every day, but sort of every week now. I try to keep away from being too involved with that. Yeah, and as you said, the numbers only gone up. For me, it's gone up pretty well. I know I'm not hitting numbers like other people, but also I stopped streaming for a bit. I've properly started streaming in for like maybe 2, 3 weeks, and just kind of, as I said, I think I've more so found my lane now. I don't want to completely stop playing games, but I have a feeling that I will see a dip if I play games, which is going to be fine, because at the end of the day, I also want to do what I want to do. I
Yeah,
will keep
that's.
the main streams on, but if I want to play, like if I add an extra stream and I want a game and I just want to stream it, like I'll stream it and kind of not have an expectation. And I think that way I won't be disappointed, because I know I've got the other streams coming to back me up.
Yeah, I think that there is it streaming is so much about trial and error and accepting that not everything's going to work. Like it's a very what's the word? It's a very short period for me to take from, but like I noticed just streaming different games, you see like a variation of, because some people do tune in to see you game, which for me is puzzling because I'm not good at any game I play. But when I was streaming The Walking Dead, like my views dropped not sig fairly significantly. You get the regular like numbers, but there was it didn't hit the peaks that when I play Harry Potter, which is I don't get why. But and then I trialed Helldivers this past week, and numbers were still good, but from versus Harry Potter. I don't know if I have to put my Harry Potter stream. I'm actually thinking about it now. I've not actually thought about this, but maybe that's the lane. But
I
yeah.
mean, I can see why people follow you for Harry Potter. One, you're British, so it adds up. No, but two, it's such an indie game that I feel like not many people are playing it anymore. Like, it was really big when it came out. People were really excited. Not to say that it doesn't have a large following now. I think there's still like quite a few thousand viewers of that game, but I mean, as you said, in like our circle, our community, which has grown tremendously, I've not seen anybody on that. People always talking about how they want to play it and stuff, and I think that's why people either thought about playing it but don't want to spend money in the game. The hype's died down, so they live like vicariously through you. And it's a fun game as well. You don't necessarily, I feel like it's a game that you don't necessarily have to be super super good at. Like, you don't have to speed run it.
No.
It's chill enough that you can sit there and talk as well. You can sit there and chat with the community.
I
You
just
know,
remembered what you said the
what did I say the other day?
day. Oh, group chat. Me, Ash, and Zaps have a group chat, and there's some days where it's like the funniest place on planet Earth.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
And
about.
said something like, and this isn't verbatim, but he said something like, "This Mandeli gets all these views. He games for 45 minutes and then doesn't shut the fuck up for 4 hours."
Bro, I think I saw the pause menu more than the actual gameplay, bro. And chat was going wild. And this was
Oh.
the day you had like 40 viewers as well. And to be fair, I kind of get it. Like, the chat was going off so much that I don't like blame you, but I was just like, when is he gonna play the game? Like, when am I gonna see some fucking magic shit?
Bro, I'm gonna just bait the because this is our platform, so I'm gonna just bait these females out. But I got sent three or four either scantily clad pictures or just very while I was streaming, and I was like, "Is this? This is."
You're streaming Harry Potter, which is made for kids, and you.
I requested none of this, by the way. At no point did I request any of this. But I was sat
Doing it
there
on our
for.
podcast? You're just gonna out this like that?
I'm not saying who these people are.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know who you are, so.
But I was like sat there for a minute. I was like, is this how like musicians feel when they're like stood on stage and people are throwing their underwear? I was like, I could get used to this.
I don't think you saw my new emote, did you?
No, can you bring it up?
Let me try.
But I was like that. So over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I think almost every single stream, if not every single stream, has peaked at 35 plus viewers. That's been like the baseline. It's like that's been the peak, which is fucking incredible. Like that every stream has peaked at that. But that particular stream, the Harry Potter stream, where I think the peak was 41 or 42, I was like, this is like, that's when I was like, fuck.
That was the most disgusting stream I've ever been in. I felt slimy.
No.
Being in the chat.
I'll be honest. Like, in all seriousness, for one, it's fucking hilarious and it is amazing. But at the same time, I was like, is this maintainable?
I think so.
And also, not only is it maintainable, but I need to do something with it. Like in terms of like, I have to find a way.
I'm just reliving all the comments of like first time chatters coming in, and they're like, came for the gameplay, stayed for that. I was like, hey, yo.
It's the emote.
If I see one more time, bro, the accent is killing me. I'm gonna fucking wig out, bro.
It's the meme you always use now, group chat, where it's like, this man has to be stopped.
He can't keep getting away with this.
That's the walking dead.
Bro, it's every time. And you know what's crazy?
Mm.
I've never seen, well, no, this is okay. I've never seen it in like real life with like real life friends. I've never seen women flock and just all agree, like all fucking just throw out all the brain cells out there and just be like, we're all gonna flirt with it. It just in agreement too. Like no one's like, no one's hating, no one's being like, well,
no,
why are you flirting with everybody? Bro, there is like X amount of fucking people just throwing themselves at you in the chat. And I've got to be a moderator. And I'm like, I don't even feel comfortable. Like I feel like a bit of a cuck. I'm like, why am I here helping the channel out when I feel dirty? I feel like the cameraman.
Oh, bro. You feel like the cameraman is crazy.
I'm just sitting here. There's nothing I can do.
Oh,
there's nothing for me to moderate because you allow everything. Like, there's nothing for me to. Like, what do you want me to do? So, if you look at chat, that's all I'm going to do now. When I need to moderate, I'm just going to. If you look in the Zoom chat, have you seen the picture?
No.
Go to the chat in Zoom. You'll see it.
Can I do it while I'm recording?
Yeah. It should be at the bottom.
Just
chat pod participants chat screen share.
Oh yeah. Caution web floors. I know you did. I did see that. You put it in the
bro. It's my emote now.
That is actually necessary. No. I subscribe to it.
I think you need it more than me. I'm never gonna use it unless I'm in your shit. I'm never gonna need that. That's the problem.
Bro,
you know what the worst part is? Listen, I don't want that attention. I don't actually need that attention. I joke about it all the time, but when they're like, "You're fucking," accent, I'm like, "I'm British too." I'm like, no, ain't no one saying that shit.
Nah, I'm gonna say so. I guess it's not controversial, but that also.
I've never seen this before, bro.
Do you know what though? What does make me laugh? And I don't get me wrong. The community that we've created, the platform, all of that is amazing, and I appreciate it, and I love everyone who's involved.
It's not a community anymore. It's just a groupie fest. Oh, no way.
But we did let's talk about it yesterday. Amazing episode.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
No, maybe you need to be. I don't think it's this, but we did we did dating advice and kind of the talking stage in relationships and stuff like that. But at one point, we're like, "What's your biggest turnoffs and biggest red flags?" And all these women are women that come to my channel regularly as well, and they're all like, arrogance.
Oh my god!
One second. Arrogance, over sexualization, only see me as an object. And I'm like,
bro, I saw so many flags that said you. I said, are you guys? You guys aren't fucking serious, right? Like you guys literally just admitted it's just say ugly people, because Delhi does all those things.
I think I kept
saying, so Delhi. Yeah. So this is Delhi. Yeah. So I was like, so Delhi. And everyone just ignored. Bro, every fucking woman that's in your stream is this.
Yeah.
They're like this. They're just like.
But I was listening and I was like, women complain about men every single day. About, oh, he's a red flag, he's a walking red flag. But they only see the red flags, like Ash said, when they don't find the man physically attractive. When the man is physically attractive, or
basically, I said that in Delhi's stream, I'm getting crucified. If Delhi says it, I mean, I could take a little bit.
But it's like when you're on stream, or at least when it comes to me anyway, but I believe most people, when I'm on stream...
I just remember something you said.
Go on.
I'm just going to... school shooter, that was...
Huh?
School shooter, that was... Oh, my God.
Shit.
Hey, yo! Oh, my God. Oh, bro, I'm going to hell. Bro, something else that made me laugh. So basically we TMGC, Delhi Me 18 and your girl Brit 69, they have a talk show every Saturday. I think I got this wrong last time I've tried to plug it in my channel. 7:30, right? Not seven.
No, it is seven.
Oh, it is seven. It is seven. Yep, 7 PM BST or GMT, depending on if it's summertime or not. Come check it out. It's a live talk show rather than these recorded podcasts. And yeah, again, the question was, this threw me. I had to leave. The question was, what's like a red flag or a turn off for you? And I kid you not, the women there are so fucking rewired to just focus on trying to fuck Delhi. Now, the question was, what's a red flag or a turn off? And this girl goes, I'm horny all the time. I said, can I delete a comment? I said, no. Can we focus?
Oh, I actually called them out on it though, didn't I? I put the clips on my Twitter, the Meat Gaming. I actually put the clip out there where I was like, I need to call, and I literally said the clip shows. I literally went, I need to call some of these bitches out. Like I was like, I need to call some of these bitches out, because even I was like, and don't get me wrong, and
loves the attention.
Obviously, I'm an attention whore. Like I am an attention whore, and I also subsidize. I actually overcompensate for my mental troubles by using sex. Women.
Yeah. Are you seeing the greenest flag though? The greenest flag. The greenest. Flag.
But when we're on stream, and I'm speaking for myself, but I think Ash would back me on this. Your persona online is an exaggerated version of yourself.
Yeah, it definitely can be. I think like, there's some people that are just, but yeah, it definitely, I agree. Yes, it can be.
Like for me at the moment, I can't talk about a lot of the things I'm going through, but I'm going through a lot. But on stream, happiest person alive. People come in my stream like, how are you, Delhi? I'm blessed. I'm so good. Inside, I'm crying. But for me, the place that I create is somewhere people can come and escape their lives. And that's why no matter who you are, and I'm talking about females, sorry guys, but I'm talking about females, no matter who you are, I'm gonna flirt with you, I'm gonna tell you you're beautiful, I'm gonna make you feel special for the 4 hours I'm on stream, because that's what I'm paid to do. No, because the thing is, I thought about this. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
I know what you're laughing at. You're thinking about people.
No, I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking the fact that you said I'm gonna make you feel special, and there are like women that just eat it up, and it's not like. Usually, like when one girl flirts and you flirt back, the others are like, oh, fuck no. But this is so much your brand and your like your online image that people don't give. It's fascinating to see. People don't give a fuck.
You know what though? This is kind of, and let me just finish that statement off, just because I want to make it very clear. The reason I say that is. Because what has started to happen a little bit is people have, I think some people, and it is fascinating, is, so we get upwards of, like we said, 40 plus people.
Mm.
And it's so interesting that already some people are starting to blur the line and think that the accessibility goes beyond the on-stream persona.
Okay.
And kind of feel they have like a certain entitlement to have access to me. And it's so interesting because I would never think like that.
You think it's online? It's an online thing. It's not a joke, but an online...
We are in an entertainment network, i.e. what we do with Real Talk, what you do with your platform, what Brit does with hers, what Zaps does with his, with Let's Talk About It, and then the events. It's entertainment. We provide entertainment. There's not many other places on the internet that you could come to and just openly flirt and be overtly sexual and let your crazier self and your most feral self just let loose. So that's what we provide, and you provide it as well because you enable it by moderating. But then it goes beyond that, and so what I'm trying to articulate is the fact that like those 4 hours that I provide on stream are for me to make you feel as special as possible.
Mm.
And it's the thing that I found interesting is the fact that people don't recognize that.
Okay, so devil's advocate to that.
Mm.
You also provide, because you're not just like that on stream though. Because we obviously have the Discords.
Mm.
You're part of like a community that always is outreaching to people. You're always like shouting specific people out in stream, outside of stream. We've got the spotlight stuff as well. So your main drive is to interact with people, network, etc. Mm. Even outside of streams. So you speak with these people within those 4 hour slots, 5 hour slots, and outside of that, you're always in the Discord, you're always chatting with people. You might not be doing the same activity, but you're still talking and
the presence is
that
there.
Relation. So I think that's what blurs the line, because it's different from I'm seeing someone on TV or I'm seeing a pre-recorded like this, for example. No one's gonna think that they're special from this. Or can access you from this because it's pre-recorded. They don't get the engagement from you. They don't feel like you're taking the time out as well. Like when you're playing Harry Potter and you take the time out to drink your drink and interact in that way and call people out by name and stuff. So I can see why, because it's you're so good at what you do.
Thank you.
That like it's. People just get hooked up on it. And then I'm sure people, because I mean, for example, outside of stream, man or woman, like I contacted you once to talk to you about like, I think you should do this. Like, this is how we kind of formed this group and got together in this sort of way is because I contacted you after and you were happy to speak to me and engage. And you do, I know you do that with others as well. Be it man or woman, but I'm sure again, with the women's side, they talk to you like, oh, great stream or whatever they fucking say. I don't fucking know. I don't want to know. But yeah, you give that extra attention is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think the thing I didn't expect, and this is, and by the way, for anyone listening to this, this isn't aimed at anyone in particular. It's just it's a thing I've noticed as my journey's like gone through consensus. Streaming. Is some people, I think, I believe that there's something there. And I think what I'm worried about, and worried is I'm exaggerating, but what I see happening in the future is, you know how I remember Bam Margera had it, the skateboarder and the Jackass like star. He had it where a woman he spoke to on, I think it was like an IG live or something, she broke into his house and snuck into bed with him. And I can kind of already see that.
And
that's the only thing, and I kind of said it, and the reason I said it on Let's Talk About It yesterday, where I was like, I don't do relationships, is because just I already
put it,
it's because to put it out, there. Out there because I'm already seeing it.
Yeah, but you know what, Deli, I think that had the worst effect that you needed. I think it had the absolute opposite effect you thought it would be.
I think you
needed to be like, yeah, when I'm loyal I lock it down. I think you need it because there are people that, oh, that's boring. So when he's going to stop. Like, I think you needed to go, because now they're like, I can change him. And now I think you've made it fucking worse. I'm not going to lie to you. Because people are tapped. It's like, what did I was listening to Shout Out Shits and Gigs. I was listening to them today, actually, when I was out for a walk. And they was talking about how a woman said to this guy, like, I couldn't be with you because I would cheat on you and I would gaslight you to like into oblivion, and you would question everything in your life. And he was like, why do men find that attractive? Like, you'd be like, try it with me. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't cheat on me. Like, men are tapped. Like, you're thinking that's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same thing.
No. The thing is I've realized, and don't get me wrong. Like, I am someone. Me and Ash are the same. We're both confident males in the sense of we both know we are attractive. Like, we understand why people find us attractive. But I know I'm not arrogant enough to think I'm the most attractive man on Twitch. But one thing that Twitch has done badly for me is I've realized that there is nothing I can say or do that will stop this, that will stop people trying. I literally said, I did this example yesterday where I was like, I would give a woman my phone to check just so she could confirm with herself that I am in fact cheating on her. That is a disgusting thing to say. Views only went up.
I think I gotta stop being PG, bro. I think I gotta start telling people to just shut the fuck up in my stream sometimes.
No, this is
I don't give a fuck about what you're doing.
It's all a callback to the fact that like all these people in the chat were going, arrogance I hate, misogyny I hate, over sexualization, objectifying me, cheating, hate men that do that. You're all here. A woman told me in my chat on Thursday, just so you know, Deli, my boyfriend's not home.
You know what the worst part is, bro? Sometimes I have to explain to my girl, like, I am just moderating. Like, scroll up. You will see me trying to control this, but like, I'm also not.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, me and Ash are so good together on my streams because he'll be like, Deli too far. And I love it. Like, because I feed off it. Like, it's like.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm saying too far. No one agrees with me, though. There's not a single soul. everybody's like, shut the fuck. Like,
no, but do you know what I think works so well? And this is kind of a peek behind the curtain. But why I think it works so well because it makes it feel naughtier. It's like you're confirming you shouldn't be doing this, but we're doing it.
Bro, because you know what? I'm thinking, because I'm the PR guy, but I'm thinking you are so close to like saying something that gets clipped and could potentially go viral. And you know, no such thing as good, bad publicity. And I think if you did go viral for the shit you'd say, you'd just bring in more fun. It would just be so annoying. Anyway.
Yeah. It would be so annoying.
You're so close to like being canceled. Like you're teetering on the line.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no one gives a fuck. And actually it's fucking pulling it. And I'm like, I'm done trying to not even save you, because I'm not even trying to save you. I don't know what I'm trying to do, but I'm like, maybe we just calm down a bit and people will just, I even get ignored. People are like, just shut the fuck up and let him do it.
No,
but I get what you mean. It's a good dynamic.
I think we've known that ever since we started working together. But one thing I will say that the negative impact it's had on me is it's only confirmed the negative associations I have with women.
For me, I'm not gonna lie. Praise Allah, I'm not fucking single. That's what it's confirmed for me, bro. I was like, these women are cracked.
Cracked. And the thing is, it's across the board as well, because we get married women come in, we have women in relationships, we have single women. Every spectrum of woman, every type of woman you can think of.
I'm because pretty sure lesbian said she was attracted to Daddy at one point. I said, hey, yo, that secret sauce right there.
Because we have women from all over the world as well. We've got women from Central Europe, we've got women from the UK, women from the US. Like, so yeah, one thing it has done is just confirm that not only women ain't shit, but just people ain't shit, bro. Women ain't shit. When a woman, and don't get me wrong, I love this woman, but when a woman comes into your chat and I'm like, oh, like I jokingly say, oh, I can't say this because you've got a boyfriend, and she's like, he can't hear you. I'm like, bro, when you're saying that in a room full of 30, 40 people, imagine what you say with
no one bats an eyelid. I feel like I'm just in the middle, like no one saw that.
You're like,
where am I? where am I? What have I done in my life to come down this road and end up here?
I wish, and don't get me, we would be cancelled so quickly, but I wish people could see our group chat, because like,
bro, it's pretty much me and Zaps just fucking complaining. Like, it's me and Zaps going, it's me going, Zaps, you need to come to Denny's stream because I need help and I don't know what's going on. And then Zaps just puts a meme that's just like, he can't keep getting away with this. And I'm like, bro, he cannot. Like, how is he saying this shit? Like, that's...
It is, like, don't get me wrong, I love it. I do love it. And it's pure entertainment. And I hope people see it as such.
Mm.
Because it is, because for me, myself, who's going through a lot in my personal life, it is escapism for me. Like, and that's escaping. Kind of... And I hope it is for everyone who partakes in it, because like it's entertainment. Like I really have figured out what I want to create, and it's just somewhere that people can escape reality for 4 hours. And I think we're doing it. And I say we because for one, it takes a community to do it. Otherwise I'd just be flirting with my reflection for fucking 4 hours. You know, you need people like Ash who help create the ambiance and engage, because it's getting to a point where I myself can't keep up with the conversation.
I think this is the first time I'm going to tell you to please leave my name out of it, because again, I just feel like we're on a set and I'm the dude preparing all of the tools and the toys, and I'm just sitting in the background waiting to clean them, like. With the mop and the wet floor sign, bro. Like, I don't want to be part of that ambience. That's all you. I create ambience for the people that are there for the gameplay, or maybe just to talk to you normal. The rest of that shit.
No, but to be fair, you did yesterday. Yesterday you were amazing, because I saw several times you were having like actual, like the conversation that me and Britt were having And then you were creating whole other conversation, sub conversations within the chat. And it was this last couple of weeks is the first time where I've been like I've actually seen like actual motion. Like I was like, I get it now. Like when,
shout out sketch.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, no, it was, yeah, that one was a really good one. I think a lot of people had it. I think you steered away from like the trauma stuff, and it was, yeah, it was more, maybe it wasn't more engaging. I think the trauma stuff is obviously more engaging because it's a deeper reaction, right? But that one was more generic, and I think a lot more people can get involved. I feel like maybe some of the times, and I'm not putting that in a bad way, but I think some of the times there's people that are really brave that speak up, right? But then I think there's other people that don't necessarily want to share their opinion or say their opinion. Whereas that one was so generic. It's like, what's your red flag? Like anyone can speak about any red flag.
Yeah.
So that's why it was like really good, because it was a bit more of a subtle conversation, but it's still like a necessary one.
Yeah. When me and Britt have talked about it, it's kind of tough, because what like the vision I had for Let's Talk About It, and we will get there, but one thing that I've realized is that it only really works. People are very self-centered and very shallow. Everybody has that side of them. So like when you're telling a story, like we did with the one a couple weeks ago, with the woman who was molested by her dad, who was a therapist, that was one of the lowest viewerships.
I'm gonna have to put a trigger warning on that. Thank you.
My bad. But yeah, no. Because it doesn't really work, because it's not engaging.
I don't think it's that it's not engaging, that it's a very small amount of people that may be able to either relate or have an input on that. Yeah. Because I think the general consensus, right, of that is that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And that person should be in jail. Even if someone did have a differing opinion, first of all, piece of shit. Second of all, I don't think they would put that, or you wouldn't even want to like play devil's advocate for those types of things, right? Where it's like, oh, but have a conversation about it, because everybody knows it's just wrong. And if you don't or want to play devil's advocate, you're not going to have a conversation about it. So that's why it's like, it's very hard to have that engaging, because everybody be like, yeah, I agree, this piece of shit, we're so sorry for you, like, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas, again, with these more subtle ones where it's like, oh, what's an ick for you? And people are like, oh, when his shoelaces come undone, and you're like, and you that causes conversation, because you could be like, you're fucking pathetic if his shoelaces come undone, and you're like, ew. Like, you can generally back and forth that type of conversation.
So what I gathered from it is that the people want to have input and want to have different opinions, like you've kind of said there. And so I think going forward, we're gonna have to do, if we do like story time, it's going to have to be like segmented, because people want to give their opinions. People want to have their say. I saw it so many times yesterday where people would put the same question multiple times because they want to have, they want, people get, it almost gives them an endorphin hit when people go, oh, so-and-so says, like you say their name and then their question. I think that almost causes like an endorphin hit.
It's just because Deli ignores me, guys. So if you guys don't know, come to the stream, watch Deli. You'll see the proof. I don't need to talk about it anymore. Whenever there is three or more females, I'm just a mod at that point. I can go shut the fuck up, sit in the back, and just do your little mod job. Give you little shout-outs. Give you a little shout-outs and shut the fuck up.
I miss one or two messages from Ash. She's like, yeah, I don't exist anymore. You can tell there's females in the building.
Bro, my message will literally be like sandwiched in between two women flirting with you, and all you see is the name. You just see the pink little name, and you're like, Ash probably didn't say anything. He's probably talking to somebody else.
It's so funny. Do you know what's even better? Is I try not to do it anymore, but do you know, I'm sure you do know, but you can view who's in your stream even if they're not talking.
Yeah.
I have to stop going in there, bro. I need to stop because I'll go in there and I'll be like, shit.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
And then 10 minutes later, I'll check it and those names won't be there anymore.
Right.
And I'll be like, okay, right, yep.
Yeah, you're a terrible person. The worst shit he used to, sorry to segment off of this, this shit just reminded me. The worst shit he used to do was he used to ask me a question and I would type it and then he just wouldn't read it. And then he'd be like, oh, Ash, did you answer the question? I'm like, then he like 20 messages.
Stream,
as you get more popular, I play it up because I know, like, again, I know you've got 40 people in stream, like you have to entertain such a wide amount of people. I speak to you almost every day.
Yeah. So
Deli knows it's a joke. I like to play the bitch. I like to do the zap sometimes. Like it's just the dynamic.
Yeah, no, it is, bro. This streaming shit is so much fun. It is so much fun. Like, it's almost a detriment to like the IRL stuff because even though we believe this will work, like I want it to be there already because, bro, like, so I'm a gasses up a little bit for a second, but we're really made for this. We've really got it. Like the core group, and I've said it to Zaps off stream. Like Zaps is someone else who has got it. Like it is entertaining. Like we give Zaps, especially Ash more than anyone, gives Zaps shit for not streaming.
Oh no, I love his streams.
Yeah,
I'm on his case about it.
Yeah, and. Me and Ash had like a couple of weeks ago, me and Ash had like a whole like couple hours off stream where I told him, I was like, Ash, bro, like you need to like really push yourself because you are like entertaining as fuck. And that I get angry and I get down and I get frustrated that we're not there yet. And I understand it's a marathon. But bro, like I know I'm streaming tomorrow and I can't wait. Like I'm excited. Because I just know like how much fun it is, and not just because of like the 30, 40 people, but just the core group who comes in, you know, you, Brit, Zaps, the Misfit, groupies. The team, but then like people like Rue, Khaleesi, Lucinda, all those people who are all content creators, by the way, so make sure you tap in with them. But all those people, like, it's like having your friends around.
It really is just having a bunch of, like, that's what the documentary ones feel like. Just talking through them, but it just feels like having a bunch of people fucking chilling, grab whatever drinks you want, like, we're vibing before. It's such a good feeling. I've definitely re-fallen in love with streaming as well since like changing it up a bit and being
me too.
A bit more variety streaming again. You're Harry, like, I think as well, credit to you, you understand when something's not working for you because you stopped those, oh my God, what was it called? The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
You stopped those streams. Like, you saw the views. They were still good. Like, Deli gets views. Like, let's put it out there. But he saw the view numbers. He was like, Harry Potter's doing this and Walking Dead's doing this. So yeah. let me just swap it in. And yeah.
Then we're still not figured out what Thursdays are yet. I think I'm going to do the plague.
I think you're in such a good position where you now have a good core base that you can just see what works.
No, that's exactly what Thursdays are because we do community day, so we're doing Among Us again tomorrow. Which is, do you know how annoying it is, bro? Because why of all the community games that I've tried, we did poker, the numbers were okay, don't get me wrong, but didn't really work. We did Fortnite, Murder Mysteries, didn't work. We did something else, didn't work. Among Us, puts up fucking numbers.
I have a theory for that as well. I feel like with the streams, when you're gonna, like, for example, poker, the reason I haven't done a poker stream yet is because I feel like you need to do it big. Like, for me personally, I would be kind of giving away what I'd want to do. But if I was going to do a poker stream, I'd get like serious people. We're putting money down.
Yeah,
I'd get like a casino background. Like, I'd make it an event, or I'd like change some shit to make it feel like a casino in my background. So instead of putting like a green screen, I would tell people you have to wear suits. That's or like smart wear, you know, make it seem like bring shades, bring your caps, whatever you want. Like, we'll do like a formal thing and then do like a stream together as well. So I think when you do streams together, all our screens are on one. I think that's how it works.
I'm not sure.
I haven't done it yet, but I think from looking at other people, that's how it works. Like, all your screens are in one fucking thing. So then you can see everybody.
Yeah.
And then people will be locked into one stream. So they wouldn't be seeing other people's screens and being like, oh, they're playing this hand or whatever. So just make it like make it seem like it's a full event, and obviously build up hype to it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Have to be more of an event.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't the Pokemon, I tried to play poker.
Yeah.
I
was
but the Among Us thing, that's what puzzles me. A game that was popular in 2017.
Because you're playing with a bunch, because you can be a degenerate on that game. That's the thing. Like, you can be a troll. It's just funny because you can see how like stupid people are. Like, very obvious things that are happening, and it just creates like funny moments. Whereas like poker is more serious. You're never going to really have a funny moment. It's going to be like, oh, you lost a hand. It doesn't, even if you do lose, like from going all in, it's like your reaction is going to be funny, but it's funny for a couple seconds, whereas Among Us, you just keep rolling with it.
That's just reminded me the
game we played when we weren't playing online.
No, the Among Us stream, which was the pinnacle of when Ash and Saul, shout out Saul Works, make sure you go tap in with a boy. You literally made one of my most loyal attendees, followers, whatever you want to call them, quit my streams, essentially.
It wasn't from that.
He got so upset because he was like, Ash was like, whoever kills him gets a gifted sub or gets 5 gifted or something like that. So Saul, with the quickness, went and did it.
Bro, Denny, I don't even think you realize what Saul turned into you. And then we all voted you out because Saul was like, I saw Deli do it. And Denny was like, I wasn't even fucking near him at the time.
That was like the downfall. We can say his name. That was the downfall of Chips. That was like, the one thing that I will say to people is that if you haven't got a sense of humor and you don't enjoy trolling, you can't really come into the community. Because like one of my mods tried banning Saul, and Saul has followed me, one of my longest followers, is like family to us. Because Saul's a troll, and my mod thought that it would be okay to ban Saul, and that was like the worst thing you could do, because not only did I make Brit go and unblock Saul, but then Saul was out for blood.
What happened? I didn't know he got banned originally. I just thought, because Saul picks his targets on the day.
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
But no, because then what happened was Saul was honed in on Chips at every opportunity. Chips came into the Discord, Saul was on his neck. He went into Ash's chat, Saul was on his neck. Zap's chat, on his neck. My chat, on his neck.
No, okay, so the Zaps thing.
Bro, that was fucking wild.
The Zaps thing. Chips started chatting shit in Zaps' this stream, not knowing Saul was there. Oh my god, bro. Oh my god.
And not just that, but imagine checking. Broken, but the thing is as well is Saul was friends with fucking Zaps before Zaps was streaming, so like you can't chat shit about someone's friend when they've been friends since before streaming. But either way, that's how I believe like the rival really started, is that they were beefing a little bit in my stream, and then Chips thought it was okay for one to ban someone from my chat without asking me, but then Obviously, I was like, bro, Saul's not only a VIP, but he's like fucking family to us. Like, that's not happening. Brit unblocked him. And then he was like, I think Saul just replied with, ha ha ha, like, because he got unblocked.
He's such an ass, bro. Saul is such an ass.
Bro, but there's some people that can be in it, and it's endearing. And he is one of those people. Like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. But speaking about sensitive people, this is kind of like how I wanted to steer it. So the last stream we did, we reviewed Zaps's clothing line. And before the release before the release of the episode.
You ain't gonna do my boy like that.
me and Ash played a trick where we pre-recorded Ash tearing fake
scenario.
Into it. Yeah, tearing into it. Which, if you watch that episode, you will know we hyped it up. So we sent that, and it went down like a I don't even, you can't even say lead balloon.
Yeah, you see the Titanic? Bigger disaster.
Yeah. And even after, I then went and clipped another part where we kind of like hyped it up. Even then,
wasn't having it. He was adamant. We just talked shit for him for 45 minutes. It was just nonstop fucking assault.
But I mean, he did come round. He did come round in the end and kind of understood.
Man said, man didn't, he didn't, I was going to say he apologized, but I don't actually think he did. He just said, oh, I feel bad now, because he was saying some outrageous shit about us.
Bro.
In our group chat and in his head.
Oh, in his head, we shit on it.
Yeah, he was ready to block us. If he heard the podcast and it wasn't to his liking, he was going to leave the group chat and he was going to block us. We were not going to be associated again.
Yeah, he... Yeah,
oh, man, I feel bad after listening to this one. You boys really... I love y'all.
Yeah, he did do that. He did probably like, I love you, boys. Like I really struggle to get pissed at people. Like to... Because typically, if you do something that I don't like, I'll just kind of go, bro, like, that's not cool. Like,
ducks back.
Yeah. It takes a lot for me to really not fuck with you anymore. You'd have to, like, do me dirty in order for me... I might distance myself. I might not think we're locked in like I thought. But I low-key wanted to, like, reply to him going, bro, like, damage is done. You really thought we'd do that to you? You really thought?
Yeah, I was upset. I was upset with him. I was like, you're not joking. Like, you really think that we would post out there us just absolutely tearing you apart? It's clearly a joke, because I was like, I can't even remember what I said in that video. I don't even think I couldn't even think about like the clothes. I was just telling him like his website shit.
No, that was more or less it. Like, yeah. we gave real constructive feedback. It wasn't even criticism.
Oh no, I'm talking about the fake video we sent.
Oh him. Yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
I wasn't even ripping him. I wasn't ripping his clothes. I don't even think
you ripped a price. Like you
yeah,
said,
price
like,
and the website. Yeah, it's like the website's fucking ass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. With,
but none of nothing about the clothes even. So but,
no, yeah. I low key when we sent that. Yeah, because I wasn't pissed off, but in my head I was like, bro,
I was disappointed.
Really?
Disappointed. It was disappointment. It was you really think we'd do that to you? Yeah.
But I get it, because we know Zaps.
Yeah, like, that's why we did it.
That's yeah, exactly, and that's why I didn't get like mad like. If it was you, then I would, because I'd be like, bro, you know me. Come on. Like, you're logical.
We're locked
like,
in. We're locked
yeah,
in.
Whereas Zaps is emotional. And that isn't a critique of his character. He's an emotional thinker.
Mm.
Whereas me and you are a bit more logical. Like, we still have the emotional side, obviously, but we're a bit more like, I know. Like, so when it came to him, I was like, yeah, I get it. But at the same time, I was like, bro, how can you think we would shit on your brand? Like, come on, bro.
And to be fair, I also said I think Zaps is still not gonna like it, but he took it very well.
Oh yeah, Yeah, no, he messaged us and said so.
Yeah, he took it, and he said 6.5 was fair.
Yeah.
He did also say if I said 4.5, I'd be a hater, which I agree to. But yeah, he is planning to do a, I think he's already put it out in the Twitterverse, but he's planning to do a relaunch of 1.5, if you will. So let's see what critiques he took on board. I haven't seen anything yet. So
I have.
He's shown you.
He posts it on Instagram.
Oh no, but you know when we was like, so like one of our critiques were like, maybe we can help him with ideas, not us essentially, but people help him with ideas. He releases it first to other people to see and give their opinions and stuff. So
like a preview. Yeah.
Because
it's posted some of the pieces on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like the, I can't remember what it's called, something like Savior Executives or something like that.
Okay.
And it looks cool. It's very like Eastern European esque.
Okay.
We've got some of the lettering and stuff. Yeah, yeah. It looks good. It looks good. But one of the things that we do want to do is do more reviews. So if you do have any like submissions, and I'm talking to the people watching this now, if you have anything you would like to see us review, let us know. Like hit us on Discord or Twitter or whatever.
We're talking everything too. If you want us to review your Twitch page, your Instagram, tell us. Like we could do, I know there's a, I can't remember who the group is, but we could do a Who's Punching. That would be that. I mean, I guess we couldn't do it on this because it's an audio podcast too,
yeah.
So it'd be difficult. But
we could, people, it'd encourage people to watch the YouTube,
to watch the YouTube, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And people could listen to it.
We could include that as a separate segment for the actual YouTube page,
yeah,
the YouTube channel, because I don't think people would want us to listen to like, oh yeah, but she's like this and leaning in, because then you've got no videos. Yeah.
One thing I really and it's free promo for people. One thing I really like the idea of is reviewing people's Twitch and people's YouTube pages and people's content.
Yes,
because but one thing you would have to be wary of is we would be honest. Like, oh,
if we do that, I'm gonna whip up a disclaimer form for sure.
Yeah,
we'll
like
a quick song.
We start getting people to sign NDAs and shit. Like, that'd be fine.
Bro, I would, because people can take so many things into offense. Like we will give our honest opinion, and you are giving us permission to say what we would like to say about this. Now, of course, there's not going to be anything in terms of defamation allegations and stuff like that. Like if it ever got to that, but if we're going to make a joke, we're going to make the joke.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely whip something up so that we're all in agreement, and you don't turn around and
because we at times are very self-deprecating of ourselves, and we make jokes of each other and of ourselves. Like I say, I'm just reiterating the point, but we are also very critical of ourselves. So we make jokes, but at the same time, we take what we do very seriously. Like when we put our content out, and me, speaking of myself, I'm very critical of what I wear on stream, how my stream looks, the things I say, the things I do. A lot of things we do as a team and just as individuals is very premeditated. So if you say, oh, I would love you to review my channel and tell me where I could improve, we're not experts by any means, but I do feel like we have had minor success already in the short time we've been streaming.
And we just like fucking around and talking about shit.
Yeah. So if I would love to be able to give people tips on streaming, because don't get me wrong, I go on people's pages every day and look at them and go, I understand why you aren't getting views. And that sounds horrible to say, but I get views. Granted, they're not in any like out there type of way, but I understand that people would kill to be in my position. And the same with Ash. Ash cannot stream for 3 weeks, come back and stream and put up double figures on his stream, because he knows what he needs to do. Not. Don't get twisted. Not everyone can do that. Ash is talented. So if you are out there and you want to see someone, if you want to see, look, I'm only getting 2 views, what am I doing wrong? Submit us your page. we'll watch your stream and then we'll review it. We'll talk through it and talk it back, take notes. I will happily sit there and watch some, scan through someone's 3-hour stream, make notes, and then come on stream and talk about it. We'll pull up your page and we'll talk about your page and what we think you could do to improve. I can tell you what you're doing on stream that isn't working, or at least what I think isn't working, and Afro yeah. give his opinion.
It's all opinion based. This isn't we're not saying it's fact, as Deli said. We're not saying we're the gatekeepers, the gurus. It's just our opinions. So yeah.
And we spend a lot of fucking time doing this.
Yeah.
I've said before, I can go through my phone and through my time, and I can tell you that I spend on average around 150 hours a week on streaming, i.e. networking, social media, working on my content, editing, all that stuff. And I know Ash does the same. Like, we put a lot of time into this. And it is... So I believe I do have... I believe I have pro tips that could get you more views. I believe that I could, if I was to sit down with an individual who's got two, averaging, say, 2 or 3 viewers, that I could get you to a double figure average. I believe I have that ability. If you do as you have to do what I say, and I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but you understand what I mean. I can give you the knowledge if you choose not to exercise it. One big tip, because I don't want to go on a huge tangent about it, but one big tip is I tell people all the time about streamer tags. How many people actually use streamer tags? Not many. But I can pull up my analytics and I can show you that from only one of my streamer tags last week got 100 in impressions, just from one of the streamer tags. So, but I tell people to use them. Do they listen? I don't know. But
I actually changed mine up when you talked about that.
But that's the thing. Like, it's never, you know, because we spoke about it, when it comes to streaming, it isn't about streaming. It's not about the actual act of streaming. It's all the stuff you do outside of streaming that actually has an impact on that 3 or 4 hours. Because that 3 or 4 hours actually means very little in the grand scheme. Because if you don't make yourself discoverable, people have to happen upon you.
Mm.
So the stuff like the streamer tags and that having, you can have 10 streamer tags. So if all those streamer tags are commonly used, that those, if say each one of those got 50 views, that's 500 impressions that you could have on there that you wouldn't have any other way. So you're adding to the percentage of discoverability, and then you chuck in there the network and social media, and it all adds up to the actual viewing figure. People don't accidentally get big on Twitch. Very rarely. Very rarely. It's because they do those actions, like the streamer tags, the networking, all that stuff. But yeah, the streamer tags is a huge one, I think. I think it's one that people don't really use, and I see it all the time that people just put bullshit in there. Like, just, yeah.
Whatever they're interested in, rather than what's the word? Popular at that time.
Yeah, because one of the big things that people don't understand is the more impressions you get, apparently that's how you get onto Twitch homepage.
Yeah.
So the more impressions, it's not actually about
the more clicks you get on your channel. People are like, oh, these are the people that are getting watched right now.
Yeah, that's why if you go onto the homepage on Twitch, there'll be people there with thousands of views, but then there'll also be people with like 20, 30, 40, 100, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's because they've allowed themselves to be more discoverable. And typically, if you click on one of those, you'll see they've got stupid stuff like the Ask Me Anything is one of the most heavily used streamer tags. One of the most heavily viewed streamer tags, sorry.
AMA.
AMA. And then, yeah, then stuff like playing with viewers, first playthrough, chatty, and English. Someone asked me this the other day. They said, what should I have, British or English? I said English. English is the most heavily sought after one because people type that into the search bar to find English streamers.
English speakers,
because obviously the English language is one of the most heavily spoken across all continents. So yeah, But yeah, we got off topic. Yeah, submit. I really do want to review someone's page and
completely dig
the fuck out of it.
And
what would be awesome, and I'm not saying it'll work, but what would be awesome is if we did that, the person then went to and exercised some of the tips we said, and we saw growth. Like, it'd be so cool if someone went, do you know what?
It's another thing to put on the CV, though. Right now. Mm-hmm.
And then we could start charging and start a management sector of TMGC. Start selling plans.
Man, true though. Because at the moment, I don't know if I like modding more or streaming more. Both.
You seem
like,
to love it, bro. You seem
do,
to love
I
it.
I do love modding. I do love modding.
And especially because you mod across like a pretty broad spectrum of content types as well.
Mm. Yeah, I tried. So it's you, Zaps is very different. Try to get in on Brit stream as well. It's same vibe, but still different conversations.
Different people as well, isn't it?
People, yeah, for sure.
And different.
I like when you do like the let's talk about it stuff because I can usually find like relevant links to stuff. And input.
Bro,
those.
Ash is so sick. I'm sorry. I'm gassing Ash this episode, but this is what I say when I say you need people around you that actually want to see you be successful because he does go above and beyond. And like, believe me, like I've harked back to this a couple of times, but when like I remember, and I know he didn't maybe mean it in the way maybe I took it, but when Ash said to me that like he doesn't understand why I have like the team the way I do and what people do, but I see it so clearly, bro. Like I see it, I see, bro. Us in a couple of years' time, bro. When we've got like 500 people in the stream,
bro, there,
and we're paid.
We're there.
Bro. Yeah, no, it is sick. It is sick. Especially, I said it about this show, and I've said it about Let's Talk About It. Is like I could really see what we do being picked up, like and I'm not saying that. Maybe even as a, I'm not again arrogant enough to believe that like the format that I'm trying to formulate, and granted somebody's taken a backseat while I deal with the personal stuff, but I'm not saying it is what I've envisioned it to be. But even sort of like, I don't know if you know Revolt, but it's Didi's network. He actually had to sell it because of his allegations, but Revolt, they own the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And I think they also own what's the Nick Cannon show?
Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out. I think Revolt also own Wildin' Out as well.
Really?
I think so. Or at least own like the publishing rights or something to it. But I could see that sort of thing happening where, like Barstool, you know, like because we are very good at what we do, like very good. And I kind of see that happening is that we get to a stage where someone puts us on because I think, bro, me, you could do a breakfast show easily. Imagine us like 6 a.m. on fucking Capital One, like
bro. If I'm trying to do like fucking anything like that,
yeah,
anything like that. When there's so many ideas, I'd love to do. I would love to do fucking food reviews at some point.
Yeah,
food reviews would be banging, like Keith Lee shit.
Yeah, no, yeah, bro. Yeah, I've actually thought about that because No Jumper did it before they had like the big exodus when like for those that know No Jumper, but when like T-Rail, AD, Duno left. They had one. And I'd like because No Jumper's one of the people that inspired me to do this. But bro, I've thought about that before. Like some sort of shit like we go around New York. And like find like, but I'd want to do like the dirty food, like the street food vendors.
Oh, I want to be scared, bro.
Yeah,
I want to see Tim's and guns.
Yeah, and then go Atlanta and do like this the food stalls there. Go New Orleans and like, bro, like, mm-hmm. bro, and just hit up like 3-4 spots in one YouTube show. Yeah, yeah,
the dream, man,
bro. It is it, but that's it. It's going to be the reality because, like, bro, I've been watching like because of what I've been going through. I've been watching like a lot of like motivational like interviews and stuff, like people who have who have been through a lot and like come through, and they all talk about like a pure intolerance for life, for the generic life. And so many times people are like, bro, I was at a point in my life where I was so sick of life that I had no other choice but to pursue my dream.
Yeah.
And bro, like, I get it. People go, I'm so sick of the 9 to 5. No, no, no. I'm not sick of the 9 to 5. I physically cannot do the 9 to 5. Yeah. I feel physically sick when I think about the 9 to 5. Like this has to work. That there isn't a if it works or I hope it works. No, no, no. It has to. Like that's I think that's where success comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that like there isn't another choice, because it's that fight or flight thing, isn't it? Like I think that's where it comes. Successful people come to when they're like, you can either just let real life consume you and eat you up and disappear. Like, you know what I'm going through at the moment.
Yeah,
I could quite easily not stream anymore.
Yeah,
you actually said something like that, like. People don't always understand when they say things, don't understand the power in which they say it. But you put something in the group chat where you're like, bro, if you stream tonight, like, you're big, like, that's impressive. And I was like, I didn't know it because I'm going through a lot, so I don't think, I just do it.
Because for
me, streaming is a non-negotiable.
Yes, other choice.
Yeah, I didn't think of myself as strong for streaming. But after you said it, I was like, fuck, bro. There's a lot of people who post on Twitter, not stream cancelled tonight, I'm dealing with anxiety, or I'm dealing with this, which, fine.
Yeah, everybody has to deal with their own shit in their own way. And we don't, like, everybody's life is so nuanced. Like, we don't know when your breaking point was. Because you could have been going past your breaking point and you finally just been like, I can't today. For other people that say, like, I'm not going to stream today. And for other people, it could just be like they've felt that tiny little bit of stress and they decide there's no point in me doing it because it's going to be a shit stream or whatever, which is fair. But yeah, people react differently to different things, you know.
But the one thing I want to say, and it might not be nice for people to hear, but people don't give a shit. People really don't give a shit. Like, don't get me wrong. People like Ash, who I have a genuine friendship with, and people closest to me obviously care about how I'm doing mentally and health-wise and all that stuff. But the people, the 40-plus people who watch me, they'll go and watch someone else. And if I don't stream for a week, do you think I'll come back to 40 people? No. I'm sorry, it's the truth.
I don't know about you, Devin.
It's the process.
I don't know about you.
I've seen... Maybe.
Here we go.
Ash is just feeding my ego.
The things I've seen, bro.
maybe. But I have seen enough in the streaming space, and we have seen enough in the streaming space to know. I have seen people who I was close friends with who were streaming to 70 plus people. And I'm actually thinking of one particular person, but I don't want to say his name. He's not streaming at the moment.
The fact that you said maybe it's something different then.
But he was streaming to 70 plus people. And he took a week and a half off streaming. And the last time I saw him streaming, he was streaming to 5 people.
Oh, no, it's not the same person.
I've not seen him stream again for a while now. And I was going through my follower list with Britt the other day on Wisebox. She hadn't got Wisebox set up, so I was showing her how to use it. And I was going through and I was like, fuck, bro. Like, I've been streaming for... I'm coming into my... maybe my 10th or 11th month. I started streaming in June.
Yeah, you're coming up to your 11th month.
Yeah. So in 11 months, I would say like 25% of my follow list doesn't stream anymore.
I need to have a look at my list as well.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. But like my point with that is regardless of what anyone else thinks, for me, streaming being a non-negotiable is because sometimes you do have to say a little bit, fuck your feelings, fuck what you're going through, if you want this to be successful. Because you have to understand not everyone gives a shit, because there is a certain percentage of you as a streamer, you are a commodity. You're selling a part of yourself. You're selling a persona, an idea. You're selling entertainment. And if you don't provide it, they'll go find it somewhere else.
That's with anything, though. It's not just even streaming. Yeah. Fitness. Like,
yep.
I've been jogging recently. I've been jogging. And typically I'll go for a jog or walk probably every day, every other day now. And so I jogged on the Monday. And then I just went for walks because I was like extremely tired from doing gym sessions. And I went for a jog on the Thursday, blowing out. Couldn't run as far as I could on the Monday. And I was like, if you don't keep it up, it's something that you can lose track of really quick. Mm. Or even like if you miss a couple weeks, you go to the gym 51 weeks out of the year of 52 weeks. And you go on holiday or something and you go back to the gym and you're weaker than you were, but it's only been a week off.
And the aches and shit.
Yeah, it's really a thing of like, you do have to keep stuff up. Of course, there's going to be times where you can't stream the whole time. You'll go on holiday, you got family shit to do, but I think it's also just anticipating that, maybe pre-planning for that as well.
Mm-hmm. I think with the streaming stuff, it is very much you have to prepare for everything, and also you have to sacrifice a lot. Like there's a lot of things I don't do now because of streaming, because I've prioritized. And it's the same with anything.
Last time I've been out with my in real life friends, I can't tell you the last time,
bro. I was kind of saying this. This is kind of a subject we could really go down a rabbit hole on, but I remember. Because I don't call myself a gamer. I've said this before, like I don't really consider myself a gamer just because there's people who class themselves as gamers, like my boy Squares, shout out to Super Squares. He's like someone who has invested his life into gaming. I've been playing video games properly for a year. Like before that I didn't really game. Like I was bodybuilding. I was like I was training twice a day. I used steroids. I did everything. I didn't touch a video game for probably 10 years. I lost my train of thought there. But my point was that like when I came into streaming and the gaming community, my vision of what gamers were and people who had lots of online friends, I was like, bro, they're weirdos. Nerds. But now,
we get it, bro.
Like, I can't remember the last time I went out with my boys.
Yeah.
But I talk to you near enough every day. I talk to Zaps almost every day. Like, bro, I speak to our community every day.
Without fail.
Like, and I have some of the dopest friendships. Some of the dopest friendships. Like, the stigma that surrounds our community. And when I say our community, I just mean like the online community is so wrong. Like when people talk about like, because a lot of people would consider like a lot of our communities like almost like incel-esque because we just live online. Like, bro, I'm off work sick at the moment, and I can't really leave the house. Like loads of shit, bro. I wake up every morning, come down here, because I can't even go to the gym. I come down here, I sit in this chair, and I speak to people online all day. Granted, a lot of the stuff is I do a lot of other stuff as well because I'm like the shit I'm going through. But I speak to people online every day. People will consider me an incel because I don't leave the house. Like,
yeah, it's so much different, man.
But the support I get. And the friendship is, bro, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I absolutely love real friends.
Bro, like if I go to America, I know even someone that I'm not speaking to at the moment, not for any reason, just streaming took over. That's my boy. That's my family. Like I still consider him family to this day. Yeah, man. Like real ass friends, bro. Like lifers.
Yeah, no, for real, like, Like Brit, for instance, me and Brit speak every day, more or less. Like, I've spoke to her about some real personal shit. I have with you, I have with Zaps, and people like you and Saul, like, and Zaps and them. But like, I know you and Saul are
Me and
especially
Saul
close,
are boys. Me
like
and
lots.
Junie's my brother, bro.
Yeah,
Junie is my boy. You need to put more
that.
respect on Junie's name.
But that's what I mean. But yeah, like. But they're like relationships. They're people that live hundreds of miles away. If you were like, "Oh, who's your best friend?" and you were like, "Oh, my boy Saul," if you were to say that to someone, they'd be like, "You ever met him?" No.
No.
But they don't understand until you're in this position, bro.
Bro, my boy Deadsight, he's not in the stream space. So I need to start speaking with him again because he wouldn't start streaming. But my boy Deadsight, I've probably known him online. Oh man, probably about 8 years. That is my we've sent each other birthday gifts. We've spoken about every fucking thing. He's been there since my like the beginning of my relationship. Heard all the shit, heard all the good shit, heard all the bad shit, been involved in the birthday of my girl, like knew when she was like pregnant. Like he's that's my dog, bro. If there was a gun to my head and I had to call a friend and get £200 at night, he's someone I could call and vice versa. If he called me now, I haven't spoken to him probably like 6 months, but if he called me right now and said, bro, I need this, he's getting it.
Oh
No,
yeah.
non-negotiable.
Yeah. I've got like this, you need some of those people in your life. Like we said this, I think we spoke about it maybe on the last one. Yeah, we did. But they say you need three different types of people in your life. And one of those people is that one person that no matter what time you call or what you need, regardless, you ring them at 3 a.m., their first question is, "What do you need? I'm getting up now." Like you need some of those people in your corner. And I've got like one or two of those people in my life that like I yeah two or three of those people in my life that I know if it was 3 a.m. and I called them, they'd be getting their fucking like jeans on, their shoes on, and they'd be like, "What do you need? I'm coming on my way." Like you do need some of those people, but the fact that you can get relationships like that online is crazy,
Really
and we
valid.
do, and yeah, you need to value those relationships because they are crazy. Not everyone has them. But bro, yeah, I'm a little bit ashamed of what my opinion of people online was before I got into the streaming shit. But
I mean, I don't think you should be. I think that's growth at the end of the day,
oh yeah,
because
100%.
there's so many things you could think about and just be like, oh well, these type of people like this, like we're all guilty of thinking that, maybe not about gaming, but other people and being judgmental, and it's something you gotta
Humans are innately judgmental. People
yeah
like to pretend they're not, but
we should try not to be. I'm trying to be better. I'm still very judgmental.
oh,
I'm trying to be a lot better,
yeah.
and give people the benefit of the doubt as well.
Streaming doesn't help that though, because some of you people are weird.
Yeah, some of you people,
I'm playing.
y'all need Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all need help. As Danny said, sometimes you need people in your life that are going to be like, hey, you can call me. I got you. What do you need? I'll put a deposit down for your therapy session if you guys need it. I'm just saying.
Oh, do you know? Because at some point we spoke about this, but it's a real struggle with this. Sorry, I turned into Save Your List there. But by the way, this is going. I'm sorry, guys. I've got to re-edit this. I just looked at it again. We're gonna have it on when he's here, but unfortunately now, it's just these two guys. I am gonna do it. I just saw when I looked at there, but it's a lot harder with this because this is just me and my boy just chatting shit for like 90 minutes to 2 hours because I know this one's dragged on a little bit, but we haven't spoke for like we haven't done this for 2 weeks.
Yep, we needed a good catch up on that.
Yeah, but we want to get guests on at some point. But I was thinking about this because when you said a therapy session at some point soon on Let's Talk About It, we want to get a guest therapist on to talk about mental health and kind of have like questionnaires and stuff.
Can I please be on the episode? I've been
Just go.
meaning to go to therapy. I'm gonna
Bro.
be crying on that session. She's gonna be like,
Bro. Have
"You're
you
insecure
ever
about your nose, aren't you?" I'll be like, "Shut the fuck up."
had Bro, do you know what? If you needed a therapist, like if it was like online, if you could just do it via Zoom, I've got you, bro, at a very good price. But bro, have you ever had therapy? No.
Yes, and I'm a firm believer that everybody
needs
to go to therapy.
Yeah.
But yes, I have. Have I done a extended time of therapy? No.
Therapy is so fucking good, bro.
Yeah. I definitely think I should go more, and I think I will in the future. I just think that I'm breaking a lot of walls down by myself. I think next time I plateau or I feel regression is when I'm going to go. But my partner's been... My partner broke down a lot of shit for me, and it's not her responsibility to.
No.
Also, the fact that when you are in a partnership or a relationship with somebody, you have to mold yourself to fit, because obviously you have initial attractions, initial similarities, and you can have disagreements at a similar level and be respectful, but there are going to be things that come into play that you don't, you know, you're inherently one way and they're inherently another, and you have to work through those things. And yeah, there's a lot of walls broken down. I was someone that wasn't, I'm an avoidant type when it comes to relationships, so if there's an issue or a problem, I can avoid it and then be cool the next day, like act like nothing happened. Where she's the complete opposite. She needs to speak about those things, have that closure, and to move on. And we've had to make it work. So again, a lot of things have been broken down. If I feel like I'm gonna regress, or I'm impacting my family, or especially my son, who's gonna grow up around that,
yeah,
it's gonna affect them mentally, then I would definitely, I 100% am not afraid to go to therapy.
No, therapy is so fucking good. Like, and I actually feel a little bit bad on one of the other streams we spoke about, like the healthcare system in the US, and how expensive it is, and the fact that they don't have access to therapists at even an affordable rate. Like, you can get therapy in this country for £40 a session, which again, that's still, you know, close to £200 a month, if not £200 a month, depending, you know, on the number of weeks in a month. But it's not out of the norm that if you really needed therapy, you could pay for a couple sessions a month.
Yeah.
Whereas in the US, you have to pay. It's so much more expensive.
Yeah.
Like, for me, everyone should have it. But yeah, the luxury we have in this country that it's so accessible is crazy. But yeah, I love that shit. Yeah. So yeah, you are welcome to come on that episode when we get it on. Because for those that don't know, my mom's a therapist, so she would definitely be able to put me in touch with someone. I wouldn't interview my mother because I wouldn't want to dox myself like that.
And also, I think there's something about that, right? You can't have any relation to the person, because then you can't give, like, my girlfriend's friend is a therapist, and my girlfriend wanted to have sessions with her, but she said something like that, like, you can't, because it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, because regardless, like, they're going to have
they may take sides and stuff.
They
can't be
yeah.
impartial.
Yeah,
or they, it's very hard. It's much harder to be impartial.
Yeah, my mom's said it before. She was like, "Oh, I would love to be able to, like, counsel you, but there's no way I could give you therapy, because of yeah." And you as a person anyway, because of how close you are, you subconsciously withdraw some information. You'll withhold information, whereas with the therapist,
to make yourself seem better to that person.
Yeah. Whereas with therapists,
a random person, yeah, I'll spill my guts out if you.
Yeah,
because I'm. Tell me there's no legal implications.
Yeah, because you can leave and never come back, and it doesn't matter. Yeah. Whereas, so I'm probably gonna get my mom to put me in touch with, like, one of her friends or colleagues or something, and yeah, get them on, and we can kind of unpack. People can, like, unburden themselves and kind of ask questions. I think it'll be a really, really good episode, if not episodes, because it could be something that we do fairly regularly. Like, we kind of have, like, Dr. Phil style episodes, and yeah, and I think it'd be good promotion for that individual, because like my mother, she does, like, online counseling as well as in person, and yeah, the online stuff is absolutely booming at the moment. You just do it over Zoom for, like, 45 minutes, pay your 40 50 pounds or whatever, and then job done. So yeah, look out for that. But I would like us to get some guests on at some point and kind of just shit talk, but I think that'll be a lot more casual. Especially if we do some reviews or something. Maybe we'll get musicians on. That'd be cool if we could get like a rapper. I'm not talking like big time rapper, but a rapper on. We kind of interview them about their music or something. We review it kind of
in front of them.
I'd be down for that, bro. Because you would be honest as fuck as well.
Yeah, yeah. Just make sure I close my blinds.
If we had like a musician on and we were like watch their music video, kind of gave them an interview, watched like a couple of their music videos, and we were like, bro, like, what the fuck was that bar about? You rhymed banana with the word banana, like.
I don't want anybody that rhymes banana with banana on my fucking
podcast. I was trying to think of a random word that like you'd struggle to rhyme with. Okay, there is one word, orange. That's I was thinking of fruit because there's a word that doesn't rhyme and it's orange.
Door hinge.
Yeah. What the fuck is a door hinge?
A door hinge.
Oh, door hinge. Okay, all right. My boy's got bars. But yeah, I remember that like, it was an Eminem interview when he said, what's the one word that you would find impossible to rhyme with? And he said the word orange is apparently one of the hardest words to get into like a rhyming scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did it in, I think it was Rap God. But So yeah, musicians, you want to come and promote yourself? We are the platform that has thousands upon thousands of impressions across multiple audio platforms and YouTube.
Facts,
bro. Big boy episode.
Close to
2 hours.
Big
been talking.
Big episode.
Where can everyone find you?
You already know where to find me, guys. And Rage Nanashi right there on Twitch, TikTok. I'm gonna start building up my TikTok. I need to create a YouTube page where I put all my streams.
We need the PC. Mods. We need the PC build.
We need the PC build. I've gotten a new surge, a second wave of energy. So yeah, definitely putting more energy into putting out content as well. So yeah, that's where you can find me.
And you're currently doing 75 hard.
Yeah, I'm on day 22.
We're gonna have to talk about it next week because I actually intended to get into it on this episode.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about it.
Because you'll be about halfway then, won't you, as well?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. You can find me, DeliMeat18, every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Every Wednesday twice, because this comes out on YouTube. Real Talk TMGC. It's also it's also on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iTunes. I think I might have said that twice. Either way. Real TMGC on Twitter. All the links are there. And you can find us on The Meat Gaming on all platforms, where I try and promote everybody on the team as much as possible. Ash is streaming regularly again, so I just want to heavily plug him every Tuesday and Friday. Fucking hell. But for now, that has been the Real Talk Podcast. Back again. Till next time. See ya!